WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Patrick Ziner. If you don't tune into national news, you could be forgiven for thinking the U.S. economy is doing just fine. 8 Texas cities are listed in the top 10 list of the most improved since the recession. Financial literacy website NerdWallet ranked Bryan and College Station 5th and 7th, respectively. Reduced unemployment in employers such as Bryan ISD, Texas A&M University, and Sanderson Farms were highlighted in Bryan's ranking. Of the 510 cities that were analyzed, College Station is listed as having the largest surge for median household income, up 32%. NerdWallet also identified the Research Valley Partnership as a positive boost for the local economy. In the top three spots, McAllen, Midland, and San Angelo are the only Texas cities ranked higher. If the intersection of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and Villa Maria are part of your daily commute, it could be getting a little faster, or maybe even a little slower. Tuesday morning, the Texas Department of Transportation opened the newly constructed overpass, allowing north and southbound through traffic to avoid the intersection. Beginning this morning at about 8:30, those traveling east and west on Villa Maria will see traffic reduced to one lane each way as the construction there continues. TxDOT's Bobby Colwell asks motorists to be aware of the changes and stay alert for workers near the roadway. An investigation into the injuries caused by the fertilizer plant explosion last year in the city of West shows one in five of the victims of the blast suffered traumatic brain injury or concussion. Kelly Crane is with the Waco McLennan County Health District, which helped prepare the report. She says a lot of the injured didn't feel any symptoms until long after the explosion.
Ear injuries and hearing problems, as well as traumatic brain injuries and concussion, symptoms such as trouble sleeping, headache, dizziness, memory problems.
More than 250 people were hurt in the explosion and 15 people killed. Locally, the state fire marshal's office will meet with county officials and first responders to reinforce best practices for ammonium nitrate storage facilities. The meetings will be tonight at 6 at the Bryan High Auditorium and Thursday at 7 at the Iola Community Center. There's talk about making billboards in Texas taller.
Billboards can be 42 and a half feet tall, but TxDOT is discussing raising the maximum height to 65 feet.
We're not changing the size of the sign. There are still regulations for the actual size of the sign. This is just about the height. And it's based on scientific research that says it's actually better to have them higher than not for the driver.
TxDOT's Veronica Beyer says the proposed change is at the request of the billboard industry, and the agency will take public comment on the proposal through July 14th. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 75 degrees. We'll have more news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Ziner at Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
At a time of loss, the last thing you want is for your loved one to be transported to and from out-of-town facilities. Callaway Jones Funeral Home is the only local funeral home to own and operate its own crematory. At Callaway Jones Funeral Home and Crematory, your family member will be cared for in a local facility by people you know and trust. When you choose Callaway Jones, you're not hiring a subcontractor. You're hiring a friend. Callaway Jones, locally and family-owned for 5 generations. Visit CallawayJones.com.
It's the Polaris Summer Sales Event at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan. Time to get a great deal on the world's best-selling off-road lineup with rebates up to $1,300 and financing as low as 3.9%. Check out our hard-working rangers and legendary sportsmen. Polaris makes the broadest selection of off-road machines, so you can find the best one for you no matter how you ride. Great rebates and low financing at Polaris Fun Center in Bryan, 1.5 miles north of Villa Maria on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
Bryan's premier senior retirement community, Watercrest at Bryan, has several apartments available for seniors ready to live a luxurious lifestyle at an affordable price. Located in the prestigious Park Hudson neighborhood, come make Watercrest your home with amenities and activities suited for Bryan College Station seniors. If you're ready to live an active, independent lifestyle with care options available for future needs, then call Watercrest at Bryan now at 979-703-7088 to schedule a tour.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets, AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has 2 ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Let's do some weather. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Shower and thunderstorm activity concentrated in our part of the state this morning, and we will see scattered showers and thunderstorms today. High temperatures are going to be up to about 90. Turning partly cloudy overnight, 70 to 75. Partly sunny and warm tomorrow. Highs are going to be up around 90. A few showers and thunderstorms possible again tomorrow night. Lows will be 65 to 70. Friday turning partly sunny, maybe a shower or thunderstorm later in the day, 85 to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. It's Wednesday. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, joins us this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Thanks for having me.
We have found apparently there is a way for people to relieve stress. You know, if you have any stress in your life, we're here to help you out. We were discussing earlier this morning on a completely different subject, Velveeta. Okay, Velveeta.
I am not a particular fan.
I understand. No, you see, by itself. But they are so glad that Rotel was invented, because you think about how much Velveeta is consumed when it's mixed with Rotel, because it makes that, you know, that queso stuff. You know, that works out all right. Now, here's what you do. If you want to relieve stress, you need to be knitting and crocheting.
How about needlepoint?
Needlepoint, yes. Needlepoint.
I do needlepoint.
Is that right? Now,
yeah.
When do you do that? Do you do that like when you're watching TV or not supposed to be watching TV? Or
no,
you
know? I'll do it sometimes in the evening or on a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. Research shows that knitting and other forms of textile crafting, like sewing and weaving and crocheting and needlepoint, have a lot in common with mindfulness and meditation. All are reported to be a positive impact on your mind health and your well-being. In an online survey, more than 3,500 knitters, the study found that significant relationships between the frequency of knitting and respondents' perceived mood and feeling. Frequent knitters, those who knitted more than three times a week, were calmer, happier, less sad, less anxious, and more confident.
There's me.
It's good for you. Not all of them are elected officials, but nonetheless. That could sometimes be a little bit annoying,
well,
I guess.
Well, I call it idiot's work. You have to pay attention to what you're doing.
Yeah.
But it's also mind-numbing. You know, you get into flow.
Oh, yeah,
sure. You know, you're just in the moment, and it's good.
Yeah, that is. That's it. Well, yeah, and while we talk about that, last night was the meeting, basically City Council 101, for people to show up who thought they might want to take on this job. Do you know what kind of turnout they had?
I heard there were two.
Okay. as many as I thought would be there. Yeah.
You thought there was.
I thought there'd be one. Yeah,
oh,
I thought
yeah.
there'd be
okay.
one.
Okay. No. Well, the packets are still available if anybody wants to pick one up at the city secretary's office. Mm. Filing is July 19th. We have three positions open: one, three, and five. And we encourage everybody to consider running for council.
Now, Carl Mooney was on Friday. He announced that he would seek re-election. He said he didn't want to speak for the other members. They'd have to make their own selection. But, you know, really, kind of on a serious note, as we talk about that, what kind of attributes, what kind of a personality do you think does it take? What kind of person to come in and be an effective member of this body?
I think you need to be concerned about the community. I also think you need to be reasonable and rational and bright, and someone who's willing to do homework.
Yeah, because there's a lot of stuff.
Yeah,
and you got to do some studying, and you have to also probably go to P&Z meetings and other boards and commissions that have nothing to do with it.
That is the commitment that you make, that to serve on other committees, whether they're internal city committees like the audit committee or the economic development committee at the transportation committee, plus. You know, you're appointed to some external boards, either the Research Valley Partnership, the Intergovernmental Committee, Arts Council, Convention Visitors Bureau. We have council members on all those boards, and so.
Well, so let me ask you this: just a personal insight. Now, how long you been on council?
Mayor 4 years.
And then you were on council before that.
2 years.
Can you think of an issue that you have changed your mind on after you peeled layers of the onion back, and you had one point of view, but as you learned more about it, you changed your point of view?
Yeah. And the fluoridation, adding fluoride to the water. Dave Coleman, who's our water services director, who's just terrific and really smart, we were thinking about removing adding fluoride to the water. And I had heard from, I don't know, 30 dentists in town, some of whom most of whom I knew and a lot of them I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
And they were all saying, we need to add fluoride. And then Dave Coleman made his presentation and showed the rotting pipes from the fluoride.
Mm-hmm.
And those pipes had only been there 5 years. And we were all discussing it. And then a council member said, you know, I read a study from Alaska where there was a 5-member panel. 4 of them were dentists. And 1 of them was not. And who do you think voted against it? 1 of the dentists.
Really?
Yeah. And so, and we have fluoride naturally occurring in our water.
Right.
And Brian had stopped putting fluoride in maybe 6 or 7 years ago. And the dentist, that must have slipped by them because they didn't say anything.
Okay.
So I voted against adding the fluoride. And, you know, going in, I thought, well, this is something we need to do.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's interesting. As you learn more from people who kind of live in that world, and you do find out
a
little bit more.
Well, and I think, you know, I've always told all the council members, come to the meetings prepared, keep your mind open, listen to the public hearing, listen to the questions of your colleagues, ask your own questions, and then when it's all said and done, vote your conscience. And I think everyone who's ever served on council does vote in the manner that they think is in the best interest of the citizens.
Sure. Nancy Berry, the mayor of College Station, joining us today. Okay, DeMaria Council takes up the latest version of the rental registration. Tell me your thoughts there. What's new, different here, and what's the future of this one?
Well, I'm hoping we'll pass it. We had a last meeting on June 12th. We discussed this, and we asked to add some things. And this ordinance we're considering tomorrow night is going to have the administrative penalty provision, which is what we had last week, and a requirement, a copy of the lease to be presented to the administrator for review upon request. And this one's going to take effect 45 days after adoption. And then last week we talked about a requirement for a notarized affidavit to be part of the registration, and that's not part of this ordinance. We may add a phrase at the end of the rental registration agreement to say something like, you know, by signing this, I agree to abide by the terms of the UDO and the ordinance and stuff like
that. The rental registration agreement between landlord and tenant, or some of the rental registration that the landlord does with the city?
The one with the city.
Okay. Now, and then again, explain to me the situation. Have you talked to landlords about this, property managers who are not comfortable with giving their documents, which may have proprietary information?
And
over
we're
to
not
you?
Asking for those leases right away. We're saying if there's a problem that's suspected, then the city could ask for the lease.
Okay.
It's not that they will. And if they do, it would be an administrative matter through the municipal court, so it would not be subject to open meetings. So if you were to hand over a lease with 4 people on it, that would not be seen by anybody.
Has staff floated that out, and that seems to be acceptable?
I think so.
To the larger companies that are in the property management
business?
Yeah,
we had, I mean, this is not a process that we're just coming to last week and this week. This has been ongoing. In December, we sent out a survey to 2,000 landlords or property owners and 200 homeowners associations, an online survey, and we had a strong response. Then in February, we hosted a bunch of meetings with landlords, property managers, and homeowners groups. And then last council meeting on the 12th, we had a public hearing, and we're going to have a public hearing tomorrow night. So we think we've gotten a lot of input.
As you understand this agreement, that let's say it passes and goes into effect, and there are 4 guys who live in a place together who are unrelated, and one of them has a girlfriend who decides to move in. Who then is at fault? Who then has to face the consequences of that situation?
Well, does she move in permanently with all of her clothes and belongings, or does she just come and spend 3 nights
no,
a week?
No, let's say she moves her stuff in.
Yeah, well, then the tenant is in violation, and it would be up to the landlord to...
All 4 tenants are in violation, or just the one whose girlfriend moved in? As you understand it, I know you're not a legal expert on this, but as you understand it, how would that happen?
You know, I honestly don't know the answer to that question.
Okay.
It would be obviously something that would be in violation, but who would be in violation, I'm not sure.
Okay. And in violation, that will mean that there will be a penalty assessed every day. Is that my understanding?
Can be.
Can be.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. You could amend that as the city would see fit through good judgment.
The municipal court could make the decision on what the fine would be, and if it's ongoing and they've been notified that they're in violation and they don't do anything about it, then each day can be a separate violation.
Okay. And then likewise, as you understand it, and you're not the city attorney for the city, Martha, who lives across the street, sees the girl move in. She can contact code enforcement.
Correct.
And then there can be some sort of an inquiry that can take can be done then.
Yeah.
Would that be done by a police officer or somebody in code enforcement? Do you have any idea?
Probably code enforcement.
Okay, to start. Okay.
But I know that the police will be involved in terms of making sure that if somebody calls in that there's a noisy party, that the police respond to it in a timely fashion.
Does the property owner get notified if an inquiry has to take place?
Absolutely.
Yeah, because if I'm a landlord and I think there's only four, and to the best of my knowledge there's only four, and I've signed documents that say there are only four, and there ends up being five, I don't know that I want to be held accountable for that situation if they've taken that action independently.
Right.
Okay, we're okay with that. Okay. All right, so we'll see, and again, we'll see how that works out. Having a look at the amount of money that the city is spending for temps, it seems like a large amount of money. I don't know if that is or not. Can you tell me if that falls within lines of what other cities in Texas do?
I can't tell you about other cities. I can tell you that we have a line item for temp services, and we're going to add to it tomorrow night on the consent agenda. And that's just, you know, if you give an example that you got a couple of parks workers who decide, mowers that decide to form their own company, and we need mowers. You know, we have these arrangements with temp services that they can provide it on a timely basis. And so those types of things are meter readers, those types of jobs that need to be done, but could potentially have high turnover.
And they are seasonal generally?
They
would fall within that category?
I would believe so.
Okay. Tell me a little bit about where we are as far as a police presence in Northgate, the station there.
Well, St. Mary's Catholic Church has been very generous and has offered us a low, no-cost lease for 2,200 square feet. And we have $47,000 in contingency funds, which we're going to use to change that space into a substation of the police department. And it's going to give the officers that work Northgate a place to go and write their reports and file things and do paperwork as their headquarters. And we expect there to be the cost to be quite low, perhaps $200 a month in shared utilities.
Okay. Has Chief Capps expressed any interest in having any other substations anyplace other than Northgate?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. And finally, I just saw something that's on your workshop, and that's the Safety City program. Can you kind of give me a heads up as to what that's about?
Well, a representative from Teeks is going to come and make a presentation. Frisco has a Safety City that's fairly successful, but my understanding, this is from grant monies. So I have questions, you know, how much is it going to cost to start it? What are the annual costs? Who's going to maintain it? You know, who's going to staff it?
What does it do? What is a safety city?
It's a small city where, you know, kids can ride their bike and learn how to stop at a stop sign. And, you know, it's populated by little businesses that, you know, would be in a city.
Yeah.
And so it teaches them safety, fire mm-hmm. safety and street safety. And
so you take existing parkland and you place it in there?
Most likely, if we're to do it.
And again, like you say, you got to have continuing costs. What happens if the grant runs out, right?
Correct. And who's going to build it in the first place?
Yeah. Okay. Gotcha. Anything else you got for us today?
No. We've got our city council meeting, which could be interesting tomorrow night. And mm-hmm. so people can tune in at Channel 19 on Suddenlink, or we live stream it at cstx.gov. And, of course, we have a live blog at blogcstx.gov.
And you can speak to council, Derek. In fact, you can yell at council from your home. They won't hear you, but, I mean, if you wanted to yell.
Yeah, that's where we prefer you to yell.
Because Scott never yells at the TV.
No. I would think Scott's, you know, almost falls asleep watching TV.
Yeah, really, exactly. It's such a downer. All right, very good. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Always my pleasure.
That's Nancy Berry. She's the mayor of College Station. We visit with mayors on alternate Wednesdays. And our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Experience a floral gathering at Trisha Barksdale Designs. Close your eyes and imagine your dream garden. Spunky snapdragons, bold Texas sunflowers, and dainty tea roses mingled with hints of lavender and sage. Imagine displaying this dream garden on your dining room table. Favorite blossoms and herbs joined together in Grandma's antique milk glass vase. Go like Trisha Barksdale Designs on Facebook to view her stunning arrangements. With a horticulturist's natural touch and your best friend's intuition, Trisha Barksdale creates one-of-a-kind, fresh and silk designs to keep your home vibrant.
This commercial is about high-speed internet. If you have high-speed internet and you are happy with your service, then you don't need to listen. If you're unhappy with your service, don't have high-speed internet, or can't get high-speed internet, then this commercial is for you. Starfire has high-speed internet available virtually anywhere, virtually everywhere. Whether you live in the country, city, or anywhere in between, Starfire Satellite can provide you with the high-speed internet you've been looking for. With several different packages to choose from, Starfire can help you find the right one for your home or business. Call Starfire at 776-2215. That's 776-2215. Or 1-800-432-DISH. That's 1-800-432-DISH. Call today and start surfing the web at high speed tomorrow. Call Starfire at 776-2215 or 1-800-432-3474 for details.
Weaker than expected GDP data. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A lot of things went wrong for the economy at the beginning of the year. The Commerce Department's final reading on the first quarter gross domestic product says the GDP contracted at a 2.9% annual rate from January through March. It was the sharpest pullback since the recession ended 5 years ago. The harsh winter gets much of the blame, and economists say the economy is already improving. Another Commerce Department report shows orders for big-ticket durable goods fell 1% last month. A significant pullback in defense spending accounted for much of the May decline. A federal judge ruled the government's no-fly list violates people's constitutional rights. The judge says the list deprives people of their right to fly, and there's no meaningful way for a person to challenge his or her placement on the list. 13 people have challenged their inclusion. Of the 13, 4 are military veterans. Stock futures are lower now. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
We help farmers make the best use of their land, which means healthier crops, higher yields, and less harvesting hours, which is good news for a growing population and good news for the environment. BASF, the chemical company.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives three specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's Diabetic11.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit ABCHomeAndCommercialServices.com.
Today, how con artists are using fundraising websites to simply rob the public. I'm digital pro Kim Commando. More coming up. There's a smart new technology making homes across the country simpler, smarter, and safer. But until recently, only the most tech-savvy people knew about this groundbreaking security system. Well, that's about to change. Sequoia Capital, the investing firm behind Apple, YouTube, and Google, just announced a huge investment into this game-changing home security system. It's SimpliSafe Home Security. Protecting your home has never been this easy. With SimpliSafe, you get state-of-the-art protection technology plus 24/7 professional monitoring for only $15 a month. Most places charge three times that. And unlike old alarm companies, SimpliSafe has no contracts, so you're never locked in. I love that SimpliSafe keeps me connected to my home. It's wireless, so you have information at your fingertips every second of the day. Get this groundbreaking home security system today. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com to save 10% with my exclusive offer. SimpliSafeKim.com. SimpliSafeKim.com.
If you thought the story of the little three-year-old girl getting kicked out of a Kentucky Fried Chicken restaurant because of her scarred face sounded unbelievable, you were right. A Facebook page about Victoria Wilcher of Jackson, Mississippi, claimed that her face was disfigured after a pit bull attack. It claimed that a KFC manager asked the girl and her mother to leave because she was upsetting other customers. Naturally, the story went viral and made it to the website GoFundMe, where a sympathetic public contributed more than $140,000, gifts, and offers for free surgeries. Now, the local newspaper in Laurel, Mississippi, has exposed the entire affair as a hoax and claims that the girl's family bilked everyone. The message is clear. Self-funding websites have been discovered by the bad guys. Contribute only with great caution. Read more and get the latest tech news updated all the time at commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinert. College Station police say a man walking to the Texas Avenue Kroger this morning around 2 was assaulted in the parking lot. He told police he was walking toward the store when a white four-door Jeep drove towards him. One of the three occupants, who the man says he recognized, got into a brief verbal altercation before pointing a gun at him. Police say the suspect fled the area on Southwest Parkway and they've not been able to find her. No one was injured. Shortly after this morning's rush, traffic will be narrowing to one lane each way on Villa Maria, where it passes under the newly constructed Harvey Mitchell Parkway overpass. Texas Department of Transportation's Bobby Colwell says the switch that's occurring right now asks motorists to be aware of the changes and remain alert for construction workers. He says the overpass opened to traffic on Tuesday, relieving a portion of the north and southbound volume at the intersection. TxDOT also opened the adjacent West Ridge Circle between Western Oaks and Turkey Creek, converting it to one-way traffic, which will travel north. From 2009 to 2012, College Station's median household income rose 32%, the most of the 510 largest U.S. cities. At the same time, unemployment in Bryan fell while income and home values increased. Those factors placed the Twin Cities and six other Texas locations in the top 10 best cities for recession recovery, as ranked by financial literacy website NerdWallet. Researchers for the site identified Sanderson Farms, Texas A&M, and Bryan ISD as top employers for Bryan. They also highlighted the positive effect of the Research Valley Partnership for the cities and the flagship campus. McAllen, Midland, and San Angelo are ranked as the top three, with Bryan fifth and College Station seventh. Odessa, Edinburgh, and Amarillo round out the list. Two meetings covering ammonium nitrate storage with county officials and first responders will take place this week. The State Fire Marshal's Office hosts the discussion this evening at 6 at the Bryan High Auditorium and tomorrow evening at 7 at the Iola Community Center. The impetus for the meetings is last year's fertilizer plant explosion in West, where an investigation into associated injuries shows many of the victims of the blast suffered traumatic brain injury.
Kelly Crane is with Waco McLennan County Health District, which helped prepare the report. She says a lot of the injured didn't realize they were hurt until long after the explosion.
These symptoms may not present until a few days to a couple of weeks later, and be aware that this is something you can be concerned about.
More than 250 people were hurt in the explosion, 15 killed, and more than 150 buildings were destroyed. Cameron Fairchild, TSN News.
Local rains may have temporarily washed drought concerns away, but the forecast is much more stark for Wichita Falls. State and federal climatologists warned at a public forum Tuesday that the city will likely continue experiencing unnaturally hot, dry weather for a decade or longer. Discussions have included financial resources available for residents of the Red River Valley near the Oklahoma border. State climatologist and Texas A&M professor of atmospheric sciences John Nielsen Gammon says the Texas drought is historic. The Texas Water Development Board says the water supplies for Wichita Falls have dropped below a quarter of their capacity and are on a trajectory to run dry by 2016. The city is awaiting state approval to recycle and treat effluent as a short-term boost to supplies. Longer term, the city may have to treat salt water or build a pipeline to a distant aquifer. There's a proposal to raise the maximum height of billboards in Texas to 65 feet from 42.5. Veronica Beyer with TxDOT says... Yeah, she's supposed to be saying something here. This is Veronica Beyer.
They're just proposed rule changes. Nothing set in stone. We're going to hear from the public. Our commission is going to take all of their comments into account. And then in August, they'll be making a decision.
She says the proposal was brought up at the request of the billboard industry, and research shows drivers have a better chance of seeing the billboards at 65 feet when going 60 to 75 miles per hour. Plans for a bullet train that planners say would carry passengers between Houston and Dallas in 90 minutes is expected to clear an early hurdle. Federal officials are scheduled to announce today if Texas and the private company behind the rail project can begin environmental reviews for the project. Proponents tell the Houston Chronicle that they are expecting the go-ahead for beginning that review process. Texas Central Railway, the company behind the project, has given no cost estimates. However, proponents say construction could begin on the 240-mile project as soon as 2016, and trains could begin rolling as soon as 2021. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 78 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more news at noon or anytime on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Molly Maid would like to remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Allen Honda. We believe summer isn't just a time of the year. It's something you do. And whether it's family road trips or cruising with good friends, summer happens in a Honda. Right now at Allen Honda's Super Summer Sale, lease a new Honda Civic for under $220 a month with zero due at signing. We'll even make the first payment for you. Stop by Allen Honda today or visit allenhonda.com. 36-month lease plus tax and fees with approved credit. Zero due at signing. 12,000 miles per year. Ends June 30th, 2014. See dealer for complete details.
It's 8:38. Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Showers, thunderstorms, they'll be around today. High temperatures will try to make about 90 this afternoon. For tonight, it'll become partly cloudy. Overnight lows will be 70 to 75. Partly sunny, breezy tomorrow with the threat of a shower or thunderstorm, mainly in the afternoon, 90. Tomorrow night, partial clearing, lows will be 70 to 75. Friday, partly sunny, chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon, breezy on Friday with high temperatures around 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:38, and so here we go. The we'll have some rain here today. Just letting you know, so you can anticipate that.
It's exciting.
Yeah, it is. Well, again, we could use some. We could certainly use some. So,
hello,
Avon calling.
Ah,
with a pink slip, the iconic door-to-door seller of beauty products. Has announced that they are laying off 600 employees. That's on top of the 650 that Avon laid off in December. Avon's restructuring follows a loss of $167 million in the first quarter of 2014. The newly eliminated positions will primarily be in the corporate organization and North American business unit, the company says. The cutbacks expected to save Avon $50 to $55 million before taxes every year. The company hopes to save $400 million by 2016. They blame its expansion into international markets for its underperformance. Okay. Well, that and if they quit selling those exfoliants that have little beads in them.
Nah, they don't.
I don't think they do that. But just remember, it's hurting the dolphins.
If you're waiting for the day that your Amazon delivery is zoomed in to your house with that drone thingy, could be a long, long wait. FAA is cracking down on these unmanned aerial devices. In the Notice of Interpretation Request for Comment, as they call it, the FAA defined delivering packages to people for a fee, intends to start, you know, Amazon was going to start doing this. And so this is a non-hobby, non-recreational drone activity. Amazon says that it intended to start the drone delivery program, had a potential loophole in their shipping for free from Amazon Prime customers. Therefore, since there's no fee involved, they thought they'd be able to do that. FAA goes, probably not. So that's the first step. So what do you guys think? Do they need to do something about these drones? Do they need to police them a little closer?
Need to?
Yeah. Well, no, go ahead.
I mean, they're going to.
Yeah, yeah. And do you think that's a justifiable thing that they should be doing?
It would really depend on the rules. I mean,
there's one more layer of government. I mean, you're going to the FAA for drones now? Is that what they're going to have to do?
Well, I mean, I hear that.
There need to be some sort of guidelines. Because there is a public safety issue. These are objects of a considerable weight at some point that could potentially fall.
See, and that's where I'm coming from. That's where my concern is. And I'm not trying to be a Chicken Little type thing, but the drone is falling.
I knew you were going to say that.
But I think there are concerns because, again, any idiot could get one of those things and this is completely separate from terrorism or anything like that. I mean, mm-hmm. Think about that.
Well, any idiot can get them now.
Oh, I understand. So what do we need to do? Do we need to outlaw them? Do they each need to be registered? Do we need to put the thing is, you can't, as best I can tell, you can't tie that object to an individual, right? Anybody could be flying that drone that does some sort of damage.
Well, maybe we need to register the drones.
Well, yeah. But you have to be able to tie them to an individual. See, that's what concerns me. And again, I don't think I'm not coming up with something that nobody's thought of already, but does law enforcement then need to get involved in this? I mean, it's a whole lot of difference between hobbyists and people who would do you harm. Go ahead. I'm just you guys are silent going, uh-oh, he's getting paranoid.
No, I haven't seen a need for it yet. Now, if we're inundated, perhaps.
Well, I don't want to wait till we get to that point. There does need to be a clear ruling from the FAA.
But maybe a TxDOT issue on this where, you know, we'll fix it when it's broke.
Oh, no, see, all it takes is one bad incident happening, and then there's going to be this public outcry.
Well, exactly, and then it'll be overreach at that point.
Yeah, right. Somehow, taking some steps now, but see how that works.
I don't want no more government nowhere.
I understand. Okay. We keep hearing the teens are dumping Facebook in droves, but a new study actually by Forrester shows that maybe teens don't hate Facebook after all. Wonder if Facebook commissioned a study. Survey of 4,500 U.S. online users between the ages of 12 and 17 about their habits, social apps and networks and stuff like that. Among the apps that they use all the time, both Facebook and Instagram finished ahead of Snapchat. Facebook remains young users' favorite social network. More than three-quarters of online youth use Facebook, twice as many as use Pinterest or Tumblr or Snapchat, and more than use Instagram and WhatsApp. About 28% of young users are on Facebook say that they use it all the time. Still true, you think? I mean, I know I would.
I guess so. I was just starting to realize I don't have any young friends on Facebook, so it would make sense that I don't see them.
Right, and that's the thing is it's hard for. Again, I'm not even there, but it'd be hard even for you to comment because, you know, you're an old guy now. You know, you're an old guy. Yeah. So that's how that works. Freelance creative consultant. That means he's unemployed. Matt Adams and his friend Katie have started a heartwarming initiative to bring people closer together. I'll tell you about it. I'm skeptical. It's called Call Someone You Love. It is a simple sign made using stencils and spray paint
and placed above a New York City payphone. Yes, there is still one. Encouraging passersby to pick up the phone and call their loved one. Do they include a rubber glove and a Lysol wipe? I'm just saying.
Why, yes, Captain Paranoid.
Well,
they
I'm
probably
just saying,
do.
He pays for the call by, it says here, pasting quarters around the edges of the payphone.
Well, how do you get them off if they're pasted on?
Well, I don't know, and I'm thinking just because you take them off doesn't mean that you're going to use them in the phone. A microphone and a camera are hidden in the booth, which means that you get a little YouTube video there, too. And apparently there's some out there. I would like to think that that's going on, but not so sure.
I have a little neat story that didn't quite make the news cut. There's a Texas nonprofit that is helping returning veterans sort of ease their way back into civilian life.
Uh-huh.
You remember back in 2011 where the Texas legislature allowed people to shoot hogs from helicopters.
Right.
It's they have a name for Operation Dust Off.
Okay.
And they're letting wounded vets go up there and shoot feral hogs. So
that's kind of cool.
Yeah, they're sponsoring that for them.
All right. Yeah, that'll be fun. Now, so where's that happening?
All over, I guess.
Oh, okay. All right.
Jamie Gregg would be the person I guess you would contact. That's the person in the story.
Okay, and what's it called again?
Operation Dust Off.
Oh, there you go. All right, look for that. The Sleep Number store here in Bryan College Station is located on Texas Avenue. It's right across from Chick-fil-A. And, you know, you can go in there and find out what your sleep number is. Mine's 65. But there's more because, you know, the folks at Sleep Number Company have been wanting you to enjoy your sleep even better. That's the reason they came up with this whole idea of the dual air technology so that one side of the bed can have a different setting so your sleep partner can have their own setting and you don't disturb each other that way. But now there is Sleep IQ. The Sleep Number bed is the only bed that lets you track and therefore optimize your sleep with Sleep IQ technology. It's an interactive app on your phone or your desktop. Don't have to do anything except sleep. Nothing to wear, nothing to turn on or off. You just sleep, you find out about your sleep, and you then have a better night's sleep. So my number is 65. Go find out what your sleep number setting is, and then learn how you can, in fact, know better sleep with this new technology that's available only from the Sleep Number store. They've introduced Sleep IQ. Check it out. Now, on Texas Avenue again, just by Harvey Road and across from Chick-fil-A, the Sleep Number store.
The Hispanic Forum of Bryan College Station invites you to the 16th Annual Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July the 19th, at the Brazos Center, featuring Emilio Navaira.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
Emilio.
A pretty girl, a desert island. If we were shipwrecked and she was mine.
With special guest Raulito. Also Ricardo Castillon y La Diferencia. Doors open at 6. Tickets available at Al's Formal Wear, Manuel and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, and the law offices of Rodriguez and Jambert. All proceeds of the gala go to graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. The Hispanic Forum Scholarship Gala, underwritten by Central Texas ENT.
Hey everybody, this is Mark at Sovac City. I have a very important question for you. Do you have a bag in your trash can? Why? To keep it bacteria free and from stinking. Well then why are you running a vacuum without a bag? A bag in your vacuum filters the air better, keeps it from smelling, and doesn't make a cloud of dust when you dump it. Come on over to Sovac City and let us show you the full line of vacuums with bags. And if you really don't think you need a bag in that vacuum, we have those too. Sovac City, in front of HEB and College Station and on Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
About 10 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW, a Texas man arrested on suspicion of drunk driving after he plowed his SUV into a San Antonio house and then asked the homeowner if he could use a bathroom. Homeowner was watching TV at the time of the incident. Homeowner asked the driver if he was all right. Driver then asked if he could use the bathroom.
I'm fine. Can I go potty?
It's the entire story.
Yeah, at which point you probably should. So just let them do that. So it's National Mosquito Control Week. We have been having a little bit of rain. You know, there are 3,500 species of mosquitoes, but only a couple of hundred feast on human blood.
Really?
Yep. If you've been bitten by a skeeter, it's a female. Do you know that?
Yep.
Okay. Male mosquitoes do just fine with plants. Females, though, need the blood meal because they lay the eggs. Best time to avoid mosquitoes is in the afternoon when temperatures are the hottest and the insects rest in cool spots. Mosquitoes are attracted to carbon dioxide and lactic acid, so we know that. They have a preference for beer drinkers as well. Just saying.
Yes, they do.
George and Martha Washington both suffered from malaria. George contracted the disease when he was a teenager. In the second year of his presidency,
that's completely different.
Yes,
he experienced, father of a nation.
He experienced severe hearing loss due to quinine toxicity because of malaria.
Huh?
Yeah.
Too many gin and tonics.
Birds were originally blamed for the spread of West Nile virus in U.S. America, but a 2010 study says that it was, in fact, the skeeters, which can travel up to 2.5 miles a day, that were responsible for the spread of the disease. Again, let birds hang around. Let dragonflies. Dragonflies love skeeters. Just letting you know. So
them and them skeeter hawks.
They do like that. Okay, here's a list of things you should never put in a microwave. Just saying. Chinese takeout containers. Many people have made this mistake. They've had to deal with the spark or a flame that happens when you nuke the container.
Because of the metal ring.
Right, one of those items. It's a fire starter. Remember, no metal utensils, cookware, or containers in a microwave ever.
I forgot a twisty tie once. That's a heck of a show.
Yeah. Lunch bags. Lunch bags aren't as innocent as they seem. Keep paper bags, plastic bags, or newspapers out of the microwave. USDA says they are not sanitary. They may cause fire, and they may emit toxic fumes. Intense heat may cause the bag to ignite, okay, causing a fire in the oven. Yogurt containers.
Why would you put yogurt in the microwave?
One-time-use plastic containers like yogurt or margarine or sour cream shouldn't be used in the microwave.
Yeah.
They're intended for one-time use, not equipped to stand any kind of high heat. Eggs. Don't let the internet fool you. Making hard-boiled eggs in a microwave is trouble. If you had to hard-boil eggs in your microwave, you'd likely end up with a big old mess to clean up. The rapid heat from the microwave creates a lot of steam in the egg, causes it to explode. Then you got to clean it. Doesn't work. Styrofoam containers. Most of us have heard this before, but just in case a few of you are still reheating your takeouts in those containers, keep in mind styrofoam is a type of plastic, and plastic does not play nicely in a microwave. Okay, unless it's marked that it can be microwaved. Fruit. Some fruit might be able to withstand the heat, but not all. Grapes will explode, and raisins will smoke. So will kids. But I'm just kids will smoke. I'm not talking about
the microwave.
I'm not talking about the microwave.
What?
I'm not talking about the
that
microwave.
That is dark.
You're just a bad person, Scott.
Plates with metallic trim. Think about it.
I made that mistake.
Did you?
Yeah. It was like
good
foil.
Good show? Yeah.
Foil printed on there.
Yeah. You know. Good show.
Briefly.
No. Red sauce without a lid. That will make a mess. And plastic storage containers. Most Tupperware-type containers made of plastic and have already gone over. We already gone over what happens when you put plastic in the microwave, so don't do that. Again, if it says it's microwave safe, it's fine.
I'm going to die.
Hot peppers. Nothing bad will happen to the peppers, except they maybe will catch on fire, but when you open the microwave after nuking the hot peppers... That'll sting your eyes. That'll burn your throat. Just saying, okay?
Mace yourself.
The last thing to not put in a microwave is nothing. If you turn the microwave on and there's nothing in it, that could probably blow the whole thing, okay? Since there's nothing to absorb the microwaves, like food or whatever, it's not going to be happy.
I remember when they first came out, they told you to leave a glass of water in there.
Oh, really?
For that reason.
Oh, okay. What, in case you turned it on by mistake?
Now, never mind.
Okay.
I don't want to risk a public danger by saying some of this stuff is borderline absurd.
Yeah.
But sure, go ahead and follow all those rules. You'll probably be much safer than if you try not to.
Patrick grudgingly accepting the story. All right, I'll let it go this time. But I'm watching.
It's the 43rd Annual Brian Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo, June 26th, 27th, and 8th at the Expo Center. Rodeo clowns, specialty acts, trick riding, and performances by the Catalina Cowgirls. For the kids, petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busting. Thursday night only, 40 head bull riding, bull fighting, barrel racing, and mutton busting. Get your tickets at Lithia Dodge, Cavenders, Producers, Catalina Hatters, Texas Rose Boutique, The Eagle, or First Bank of B-Dyes in Curtin.
Do you stare at a computer or work under fluorescent lights all day? Do you spend a lot of time on an e-reader, iPad, or cell phone? If you answered yes, your eyes are being permanently damaged by the blue light emitted from all LCD screens and fluorescent bulbs. Precision Eye Care can help. Precision Eye Care offers the newest defense against harmful blue light. Call 985-5305 today to learn how we can protect your eyes. Precision Eye Care, offering you the latest technology in eyewear, a Google Glass preferred partner.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and for a while now, I've been telling you about Gun Corps and their CHL classes. Well, I actually had someone come up to me and ask what a CHL class was. It dawned on me, not everybody knows what that means. CHL stands for Concealed Handgun License, and in Texas, you have to have one if you're going to carry a concealed weapon. Well, Gun Corps, with a brand new range, is offering brand new classes, like Texas CHL, Defensive and Tactical Handgun Training, and carbine training, which is AR-15s and rifles of that nature. They do it every weekend, and they'll even buy your lunch. To find out more, go to gun-core.com.
This is Jeff Mirsky with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If someone depends on you financially, chances are you need life insurance. Life insurance provides cash to your family to help meet many important financial needs, like funeral expenses, mortgage payments, and college tuition. A top myth about life insurance is that it's not affordable. Give me a call today at 694-1555 and let me show you how affordable a life insurance plan through W.E. Gibson Insurance can be.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, taking a look at the radar so you know if you're headed down toward Houston, you're going to catch some rain right there in Navasota. It looks like they've got a little bit of shower activity. Big chunk of rain, really. From the Woodlands up to Humble and over to into Louisiana, as a matter of fact, is swinging around through the Golden Triangle. So that's a big chunk of rain up there. And then there's some up there around Mahaya, and then we have some more rain off to the west along I-35 right now from Austin down to San Antonio that'll be marching over this way. So 60% chance of rain or better, I'd say. So it's probably going to happen, and it's plenty cloudy out there right now. New gadget claims that it can end the nightmare of the incessantly barking dog, Hamak or Schlemmer. Those are the people who...
it's called a newspaper.
It's actually, it's German for, we're going to pay way, you're going to charge way too much for this stuff. So anyway, it's like Brookstone. Is Brookstone still around?
I don't know.
You know, they used to be in the malls. You could go in there and sit down in those massage chairs.
And that's where you could find Hamak or Schlemmer stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, it's selling the Bark Deterring Ultrasonic Collar for only $39.95. Collar uses ultrasonic sound to humanely restore peace and quiet for those vexed by the dogs. Okay, what if it's your neighbor's dog?
There's a way to humanly do it, and it's called spankings.
That's right.
It's a water gun.
When a dog barks while wearing the collar, a built-in microphone detects the sound, causing the unit to emit a harmless high-pitched tone, inaudible to humans. So you don't know if it's bothering the dog or not because you can't hear it. It startles the animal into silence. Dog eventually associates its bark with the unpleasant sound, which conditions it to stay quiet. It's like a Pavlov thing. Okay, got that going on. Burglary suspect in Minneapolis. Easy to track down thanks to his social media. Police say 26-year-old Nicholas Wigg broke into a house, swiped credit cards, cash, clothing, and a watch. Then he took time to go ahead and log into Facebook. Unfortunately for Nicholas, he forgot to log out before making his getaway. He also left behind his own clothing after changing into the stolen stuff. The victim, one James Wood, not the actor, found the evidence on his computer when he came home. He started posting on the suspect's Facebook profile, asking if the two could meet and exchange clothing. Like an idiot, Nicholas agreed. That's when the police intercepted him at the rendezvous point. Nicholas was busted, still wearing the watch that he had stolen from James.
Wow.
He was declared world's dumbest criminal. So
For the day.
I think so. Top six shows from last week, because we don't do 10. The Bachelorette, number six. Number five was 60 Minutes. Big Bang Theory. NCIS in at number three. And then America's Got Talent took numbers one and two. All right, that's it. I've run out of stuff, and we've run out of time, so it's perfect.
Yay!
9 o'clock, WTAW, College Station, Bryan.